interview with Mr. Paul Caponegro, conducted in Cushing, Maine, on July 30th, 1999. So, make sure everything works. So, I found your the essay that you wrote entitled Seasons very interesting about your development as a...
I thought I ought to write a short history of myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather nice.
And when did you write that? On what occasion?
The Seasons book is a horror publication. I was a consultant for Polaroid between 1960 and 67, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided in 1980, well, the date is on the book itself, mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor designed it. Connie Sullivan was in the publications department with Polaroid, and then she looked after the publication. So it was mid-80s that when they said, you know, we would like to publish your Polaroid pictures, just the Polaroids, the one-of-a-kind single Polaroid prints that you get. Very unique items. And she said, you know, what would you like to write a foreword or an afterword? And
mm-hmm.
I decided at that time I would mm-hmm. write my own history in condensed form.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much tells where I've been with photography.
Yeah, it does.
And how it started. And I think it's a good record in itself.
It is. It's very, it's extremely clear and even-handed, I thought. A lot of personal histories have different tone to it. It's very special that way.
Even-handed.
Yeah. It was there was feeling to it, but it wasn't all. It wasn't self-involved the way some.
Yeah,
I
was interested to see who that character was.
Yeah.
Some clear look and see.
Yeah. And you got a little distance on yourself, and yet it was your voice.
And enough humor to make certain that it wasn't going to be too serious.
Yeah. We'll start again. That's all right. I think our audio level's okay. So, I think we'll start at the beginning, if that's okay. So you were born in...
Is there a beginning?
Well, biologically, anyway.
Oh,
you know, I mean,
okay.
There's you were born in 1932, is that correct?
December 7th.
Oh, wow.
1932. Close to midnight,
mm-hmm.
on a dark night, arrives a dark baby.
Aha! And your Caponegro is an Italian name?
Caponegro.
Uh-huh.
My father was born in Salerno, Italy, Southern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was born in Sicily,
uh-huh.
in the town of Canicattini Bagni. They were both brought over by their parents
mm-hmm.
when they were perhaps in a year and a half to 2 to 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So they arrived in mm-hmm. New York, checked in, and moved to Boston.
Interesting.
So both my parents mm-hmm. were raised in Boston and went to approximately the eighth grade. That's when everybody mm-hmm. finished their education. So they were educated in the Boston schools. And then left and took jobs.
Mm-hmm. And they met in Boston?
They met in Boston.
Did they speak Italian in the home?
The only time I heard my parents speak Italian was when the grandparents came to visit, or we visited the grandparents.
Uh-huh.
But typical of that time, they were in process of becoming Americans, and they wanted their children mm-hmm. to be American, so we didn't get the benefit of the language. They always
mm-hmm.
spoke English to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was equally confusing because my mother spoke Sicilian with her parents, and my father spoke Italian with his parents, and...
Mm-hmm. So you had two languages going on.
It's quite a dialect with the mm-hmm. Sicilian.
Mm-hmm. And were you in a neighborhood that was very Italianate, or were you in a neighborhood that...